buying behavior has changed. Prospects don't click on links in emails anymore, and they don't watch the videos you spend hours creating every week. Instead, send personalized gifts and memes using VidYou. You can quickly create engaging, personalized content that immediately grabs your prospect's attention, helps you stand out in the inbox, and does it all without forcing them to click anything or go anywhere. Head over to vidyou.io/salescast to sign up for free and spend less time getting your messages across and more time selling.
In the world of sales, you either sink, swim, or break through to the next level. My name's Colin Mitchell, and this is Sales Transformation, a new kind of sales show designed to bring you through the epic, life-changing moments of elite sellers so you can experience your own sales transformation.
All right, welcome to another episode of Sales Transformation. Today is going to be a solo episode where we are going to talk about pricing. There's a lot of different opinions about when it's appropriate to talk about pricing, when not to talk about pricing, whether to give a range or not, and I want to dive into some of those things today. So I am a fan of talking about pricing early on. There's a lot of people that say, you know, you need to go through a thorough process of adding, you know, of articulating your value and going through this, you know, rigorous sales process before you ever get to pricing. And I think that that can be a total waste of time for you, the seller, for the buyer, and it can be extremely frustrating. So in a lot of cases, pricing can come up early on in the discussion, and sellers sometimes don't know what to do. A lot of times they'll say, oh, it's too early to tell you the pricing now. I'm not sure. We need to have further discussions. We need to check this box and go to the next stage of my sales process before I tell you pricing. So I'm a big fan of giving a range. Now, it's highly dependent on your product and your service, right? If you have some set packages and pricing, maybe your pricing is even on your website if that's the case. If what you sell is a little bit more customized, then it's a harder question to answer. I get it. But wouldn't you rather know early on if your customer, your prospect rather, doesn't have the budget? You know, if you have a, you know, $10,000 service and their budget is only five, why waste any more time? I would rather lose or disqualify early. And then you can spend more time on the deals that are qualified and increase your win rates there. So yes, you need to talk about value so that they understand when you give them pricing. You want to, you know, make sure they have a full understanding of what problem it is you're solving, the value of solving that problem before discussing pricing. But don't dance around the pricing question. So give them a range, and it might sound something like this, you know, hey, we have several different packages, but based on what I know so far, it looks like a service for you could range somewhere between $1,500 to $2,500 a month. But I still need to learn more to find out. Does that sound like something that's within the budget for you? And so that's a good way to answer it. Gives them an idea and a range. And that way you can figure out early on if, like, does it not make sense to move forward, or is that in the range that they're comfortable with to continue to have a conversation? Okay. Another key takeaway when you talk pricing, sometimes sellers will give the range or give pricing and then continue to ramble and talk because they get nervous or uncomfortable. After you give them that range or that even more specific price, depending on, you know, what your service or product is, pause, let it sink in, and see how they react. Okay. Pause for just a couple seconds after stating the price, and it will signal confidence in your pricing. If you quickly talk fast and continue to try to spew the value after you've maybe given a range or a specific price, this is going to show that you are not confident in your product. So this is huge. Pausing after you give them that range or that specific price is very, very, very important. And then you can just pose the question, hey, you know, based on that, does it make sense for us to continue and move forward to the next step? You know, honesty and transparency are going to go a long way. If they feel that you're hiding something or that you're not confident in what you told them, it's going to be a struggle to move that deal forward, you know, later in the stage, and you're going to probably waste a lot of your time and potentially a lot of their time as well. So hopefully this is helpful on how you can approach pricing the next time it comes up at a conversation, even if it's early on in the process. I'm a fan of giving them a range, finding out early if, you know, if it doesn't make sense to move forward. It's going to save time for you and them. If you enjoyed today's episode, please write us a review, share the show with your friends. It really does help us out. And then we are also always listening for your feedback. You can go to salestransformation.fm, drop us a voice DM there, and we will get back to you.
Hey, you stuck around. That tells me you're serious about your own sales transformation. If you're tired of doing things the old way and want to get started in your journey with other people on the same path, head over to salescast.community and crush your numbers on your leaderboard. Yeah, it's free. Salescast.community. Send me a DM with your best pitch and mention this ad, and I might even give you free access to our best templates.